Triple take Jake. What does that mean?
That means the third take is the keeper.
All right. Welcome to Making It,
a podcast about a married couple making stuff in New York and trying to make it in New York.
We're your hosts, Anna and Robbie. We're coming to you live from Brooklyn, New York.
So how was your day?
It was a very busy day. I barely had any time to do anything but work.
Well, let's not forget we both woke up early and voted.
That's right. We both woke up early, did our civic duty. I haven't looked at the results yet in the news, and I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm hopeful.
I had a crazy experience at my voting thing. So the last time I voted, I basically like walked right to the front, got the ballot, but filled it out and like dropped it off. I was like in and out of there within like 10 minutes. This morning, it was so packed. Like the line was, as soon as I like got to the school, the line was like around the block. But so I'm like standing there waiting in line, I'm like dinking around on the internet, like waiting in line. Then like 10 minutes later, like someone comes and they're like, oh, this is the line to scan the thing. You need to go in that other line over
what
there.
The hell?
You need to go in that other line over there to like get the ballot. And then, so then you had to wait this line to get in the ballot. And then you have to wait in this line to get in the privacy booth to like fill out the ballot. But the guy was like, you know what? You could skip the privacy booth thing and just like, if you have your own pen, just like fill it out, you know, and then go in the scanning booth. And then, so I did that because I, you know, like to carry around lots of pens. In fact, I had so many pens, I was able to loan them to other people so they didn't have to wait in line for the booth either. But, so then I'm waiting in line for the scanning thing. And like, you wait in line, like around the corner, and then you go in the building, and then you're like zigzagging through the building. And then kind of when I'm like 30 people away from the front, like one of the machines goes down.
No way.
Yeah. And so first of all, like you can tell there's like practically the whole neighborhood's there at the same time, it feels like. And they only have four of these machines, and then like one goes down. And then very shortly after that, two more of them go down.
How many machines were there?
There were four.
Oh, my God.
And there's, like, practically the whole neighborhood there. And so, like, one machine goes down, and then we're, like, me and the people around me starting to, like, uh-oh. We're, like, first of all, we're, like, no wonder it's taking so long. There's only four machines. And, like, the entirety of Brooklyn Heights is trying to vote at the same exact time. But it was like nice, you know, it's kind of like a community feeling. There's like kids around and stuff. But anyways, like one goes down, then a little bit later, the two of them go down at the same time. And then I'm like, uh-oh, this is not looking good. Finally, the fourth one goes down. And
oh my God,
all the scanners were down. Right. And then we're all just kind of standing there like, oh man, they're all down. There's like a cop there, like on the phone trying to like fix it.
Oh my I was God. Like, oh, man, this is fucked up. This is voter suppression.
And so then this lady gets on the thing and she's like, we've enacted the emergency voting procedures, which just means you drop your ballot in a box and then I guess they scan them later on or something.
That's crazy. But,
yeah, and that was like the craziest voting experience.
Oh my gosh.
I've had. It wasn't bad or anything, but it was like,
well, we'll find out whether it was bad or not.
Yeah. In case it was, you know, I always kind of enjoyed voting.
Yeah, today I had just, like, a lot of anxiety about it all. I just feel like there's so much writing on this one. But, yeah, I had a similar experience. I waited online for, like, 2 hours. maybe that's an exaggeration, like, 1 hour, but, like...
You were there for a while.
I was there for a long time. It was a long line.
It was probably more than an hour.
It started raining, like...
Were you waiting in line outside?
Yeah. Waiting in line outside the whole time. It was raining, so I'm, like, standing in the rain.
Oh,
there's
man.
Like a bunch of old people. And so I shared my umbrella with two old ladies.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And I kept, like, I was multitasking because I was, like, working from my phone and also holding the umbrella for the ladies. And they were like, we can hold it, you know, like, you know, handle, you can handle what you handle, basically. They were like, we'll hold the umbrella for you. It was, like, one of those tiny umbrellas. Yeah. Like, this is not one of those businessman umbrellas where there's, like, a whole family of five that can fit under there. This is, like, a personal tiny tote umbrella.
I know which umbrella you carry around, and it's
Like I try to get the smallest umbrellas known to man because I don't like carrying shit. But this also means that, like, it's hard for me to share with two old ladies. But they were quite grateful, and we stayed relatively dry. And then we finally got inside and voted. But it was a shit show in there. Like, once we got into the building, the lines were wrapped around inside there. Like, they were kind of, like, snaking around inside there. And it was really hot. It was, like, hot and humid because because of the rain. I don't know. But, like, and the bodies, there's so many people in there. It just started getting really humid and really, like, just icky. I don't know how to describe it. So, it was, you know, I'm glad that the voter turnout today was pretty solid. I think that, like, you know, it's one of those things where it wasn't the most pleasant experience because there were so many people, but I'm glad that there were that many people.
Yeah. It's like a good feeling of community, especially, like, voting in our neighborhood and stuff. And, like, a lot of people, like, knew each other and, like, knew each other's kids and stuff like that. It was a pleasant environment. Yeah. Yeah.
Just hanging out with their parents voting.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Teach them young,
yeah.
Yeah.
Then, we both voted before work. I think that's generally the move.
Yeah, I just had too much anxiety to be, like, waiting till the last minute to vote and be like, oh my gosh, what if I didn't contribute to this? I just had to do it early.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so what else? How was work today?
Work was super normal. We're just working on a project that I can't talk about yet, but, you know, it's good. It's kind of, like, moving along. Nothing really to share on that front. But after work, I went to the lab. And I guess the main thing that I was working on was my website. Just trying to, like, update my site. I don't really... work was normal, but after work, I went to the lab and kind of just started working on my site. I was just trying to update, like, my personal site. And it kind of occurred to me that I've never really, like, had a true, like, personal site. I usually just throw up some page, like, exactly what's up there now, just, like, some page that is, like, a brief summary of, like, you know, what I happen to be up to. You know, I've worked on plenty of other sites, like sites for, like, my various businesses and, like, sites for, you know, I mean, I work on ZocDoc.com now. Worked on lots of, you know, lots of sites, but for my own site, I've never really, like, gone, like, all out, you know, worked on plenty of sites that I was proud of, but, so I'm trying to get together a personal site. So just kind of worked on that real for a little bit. It's still, like, very much the early stages. I have, like, some stuff in mind, but
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking I'm just gonna be like, I'm just gonna kind of talk pretty much about, like, sort of like my kind of the different interests, which have sort of just my different interests, or, you know, I guess professional interests throughout the year, starting from, like, when I was doing skate videos to, like, car videos and DVDs and gaming and, you know, on up all the way through the present. It was kind of, like, nice to just sit and concentrate on that for a little bit, because, like, I felt like, yeah, like I said, I feel like I've never really gone all out on a personal side of my own. So I'm going to give that a try this time.
Can't wait to see it.
Me neither. Mm. How about you?
So I had a long day at work today. We're working on a big project that's launching in a few weeks, so we're sticking to this timeline. It's pretty aggressive. Can't talk too much about it either, but it's exciting and we're all working real hard towards that goal. And then I came home and met up with my friend Leanne, who is one of my oldest friends. She's not that old, she's actually my age, but I've known her since we were like 4 years old.
Oldest friends, as in longest running.
Yeah, longest running friendship.
Not like your old friends, like me, for instance.
Yeah.
Am I your oldest friend?
No. You're my best friend. You happen to be old, but I
I'm not
still
your
love you.
oldest friend. Who? Which of
No.
your friends? Who's your friend? Okay, we won't go into that. But I can't think of any of your friends that are older than me. Anyway.
I'm friends with old people. Oh, I'm friends with this lady that I met through Dartmouth's like
Dartmouth.
women network.
That's
How did you
right.
know that was that's what I was gonna say? I
I
hope she's
just
not
know.
listening to this podcast because she's really incredible and she's very young at heart.
Well, I mean, she satisfies the requirement that she's older than me. It
She's
doesn't mean that she's
older
old.
than Robbie. She's also, yeah, I mean, she's very accomplished in her life. Not that you're not, but like she was
I
one
know,
of, okay,
yeah.
yeah, one of the lead writers for, like General Hospital and Days of Our Lives and all these like soap operas that, I don't know. Anyway, I'm getting so off
What's
track.
interesting about her too is that she didn't even want to be
No,
doing that.
she was like such a hater of like soap operas when she first started when she was in her 20s.
And then she got really good at
She
it.
got super good at it. She was like almost doing it as a joke. And then she started getting really good at it and she started liking it. And then she started telling stories through soap operas in her own way and changing it up and then she went on to become one of the best, like, most well-known writers of soap opera, daytime soaps. And then she retired, and then she started doing these like meetups through Dartmouth. Dartmouth will pair up women. It's actually a really cool program that they have. They'll like ask you if you want to have coffee with another alum, and every month or so you'll get paired up with another woman from another class. And in our case, it was like, I think she was class of, I want to say, I think she was one of the 80s classes, 90s, 80s or 90s class, I forget.
Yeah. We don't have to get that specific
Okay, I'm
about
sorry,
her.
Jean.
But
Anyway,
she's older than me. Okay. I'm
she's,
not your oldest friend.
yeah, okay, all right,
Nor am
anyway.
I your longest running friend. That would be Leanne, who you met today.
Oh my God, how far off track did we go? Was that like
That's
5 minutes?
no, okay. No, it doesn't matter.
All right, well, if you're still listening to this podcast
Yeah.
and still care about what we did today, I met up with my friend Leanne, who's my childhood friend from elementary school. I've known her since we were 4 years old. We've always been singing together. We've been playing music together at a really young age. And she actually still plays music professionally. So she's an art teacher for young kids at a school uptown. But she also writes kids' songs about mindfulness. And she just released her second album about mindfulness, children's songs. And she also teaches some like kids yoga classes once in a while, and she also writes adult songs, like songs for adults. So she not like, not like explicit adult songs, like grown-up songs.
Grown-up songs, yeah.
And so, like, that came out wrong.
Wait, I didn't know that. Didn't we buy an album? I didn't see it yet.
Yeah, I
I haven't
think
heard it yet.
she needs to still mail them out or something like that.
Cool. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. So
And
Leanne
she
writes.
recorded that album with another friend of the show, Carlos, who was our piano player at our
Our wedding.
pianist or piano player.
Pianist, technically, but I just don't like the sound of it. He was our pianist.
His what?
At our wedding. But he also was the leader of the band that I was in.
Yeah.
Called Ava Luna.
Yeah. Basically, it was an all in the family thing.
Yeah. So, yeah, Leanne. We're getting so off track. So, Leanne is an amazing musician. I've known her forever.
Been playing music with her forever. She's
been playing music with her forever. And she does a bunch of... she does grown-up music as well. She has a show coming up, and she asked me if I would join her in some harmony.
Is it a grown-up show or a kid's show?
It's a grown-up show.
Okay. Because last time we went, she had a show, and it was like kids, and it was great too, but in the end, I didn't realize it was a...
It's a completely different vibe, I think.
Yeah.
But what's nice is that she sings these children's songs that are also just as like folky and singer-songwriter-y as like her other grown-up songs. Like it has a similar vibe to it, but one's for kids and one's not. Anyway, so she has me singing on 5 songs, and I'll be singing harmonies mostly on the chorus of the songs. And so she came over. It's been a long time since she's been into our apartment, and we ordered some like vegetarian ginger food, which is our favorite. Like, I always order that. We mean
she ordered it 2 nights in a row.
Yeah, 2 nights in a row. I got fake meat, soy protein. I feel a little bit like ashamed of myself right now about that, but it's okay. It's healthier than if I were to get a burger. So, anyway, where are we even going with this? It's late, guys. Like, it's...
Yeah.
It's almost midnight.
Anyway, so Leanne came here and y'all rehearsed. How was the rehearsal?
It was really good. It just always reminds me how much I love music when I get to sing with her.
Yeah. Did you, how do you think you did, like, do you need, like, more work, or did you all just nail it right away?
We practiced it a few times. I think each song we practiced maybe 2 or 3 times. We tend to, like, adjust very quickly. So if there's something wrong, we, like, flag it immediately, and I know where she messed up, she knows where I messed up, and we can just, like, fix it.
Oh, that's nice.
It's like, we're so in sync. You know, and when Felicia sings with us too, our other best friend, like, it's so natural. It feels so good, like, when the three of us are singing together, because we are, like, so in sync, like, we're one voice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they inspire me. But Felicia's busy touring with the Dirty Projectors right now.
But we're going to see her on the same day that you perform with Leanne, right?
Yeah.
We're going to her show. On... Not this Sunday, which would be the 11th or something, or the 12th, but the following Sunday, which would be like the 19th.
I think it's the
18th. Or the 18th.
Yeah.
So, if you want to come, you're all invited to Long Island City Bar.
Long Island City Bar, I forget what time in the afternoon for Leanne's show. And then...
Call in and we'll tell you the thing. Hit the call-in button.
Give us a call.
Yeah, give us a call if you're out there.
If anybody's listening, leave us a message through the Anchor app.
Yeah.
That's all, I think. I think that was a good summary of today. And I really, really hope that everybody out there voted. And we really got our fingers crossed here for some positive change.
Yes.
Have a good evening. Take care of yourselves. And we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.